You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Okay, we are moving from summer to a short fall to a long winter, and as the weather changes, so do we. I have noticed that with every season change, personalities change and we actually evolve, just like Mother Nature, especially on the subconscious level. Now, the year 2015 is coming to a close and it has been a wonderful year. Many people have chosen to leave us as they continue to evolve on the other side of the veil. And this is as it should be, because there are more and more of us developing our own intuition in which to communicate. Intuition connects us to the universe as well as to the other side of the veil. And 2015 has been very mystical and totally empowering as we move from the individual level to joining the consciousness of the masses. We know, or at least those who listen to the show knows, that we are creators of our life, and the life force of the universe, which is energy, allows us to manifest great things into our life. We know now that we can heal our bodies, that we can communicate telepathically with those who have passed and even those who are here. And this is why, in the year 2015, we must open up our connection, in other words, our intuition, to empower each of us to new heights. I find it's my job to bring you information on how we can accomplish these things, and it's your job to decide what it is you resonate with. You know, like what feels good and what doesn't. And you will be choosing what is perfect for you to go forward with at this time. Everything working is magical, and it's working for your direct benefit. As a matter of fact, you may feel as if you're going backwards, but you're not. It's just helping you to get to where you want to go. When more of us are experiencing our magical being, well, then we all evolve. The natural derivative is knowing how powerful we truly are. Now, as each one empowers ourselves, we change the collective. And having said all this, it is very, very easy for us to think that we're going backwards, but we're not. And we can learn from a particular event more than we ever thought possible. We can calm ourselves down and understand that we're simply judging the situation, and that judging tends to block the intuition from coming through. So intuition is simply the feel-good feelings or the bad feelings that you are experiencing on a gut level. And that's wonderful. But if you can move those feelings up to a place where you can get better downloads of information, which is actually through the connection of the pineal gland, your third eye, then you're getting closer to the full realization of the gift you were born with. And it's here that you can actually see colors. You can communicate with those, as I have mentioned, that have crossed over, and you can connect with the universe, in which you then are able to make sound decisions that keep you on course with your life's purpose. And let's be clear, all those listening right now are learning about your life's purpose, and you are the ones who are blossoming into new realms of energy. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, you are. You are listening for the purpose of expanding your knowledge into a higher intuition in which you can connect with the universe. That's what we're here to do. Now, if we can increase our intuition, we no longer have to believe what others tell us to be true, because we're going to know and trust ourselves for our own answers. In other words, we become our own authority within us. This is where true freedom resides. No one has the power over us but us. It's really quite simple. We become our own doctors, our own teachers, our own governments, and our own religion as we connect our own individual self to the collective. Even more important, when we connect to our intuition and to the universe, it's impossible for us to be depressed or sad. Because it's through this connection in which we're seeing the bigger picture and where we experience the awesome, most incredible power of the universe. That is love. So tonight it's all about the third eye and the pineal gland and your intuition. And we have Dr. Susan Shumsky with us talking about her latest book, Awaken Your Third Eye. So stay tuned as we do a fast break and return with Dr. Susan Shumsky.
It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jules, and you are listening to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Now, for those of you who are interested in learning more about becoming intuitive and learning to become your own healer, as well as a healer to your friends and families and your pets, I hope you'll join me in Carlsbad on December 11th, 12th, and 13th as we gather with Dr. Uwe Albrecht, flying in from Austria, to teach us some very powerful techniques in energy healing. I'm going to be there, and I'm bringing many of my friends. We're going to have such a great time because Dr. Uwe is so brilliant and so talented, and we have so much fun as we learn what the body is trying to communicate. It's very, very powerful stuff. And I know this is one course you're not going to want to miss. Again, it's December 11th, 12th, and 13th. And if you want to get more information, just send me an email at jules@loaradionetwork.com. Or staff@loaradionetwork.com, and I'll turn you on to where you can go and sign up for this wonderful course. Also, next week, the issue of Law of Attraction magazine will be out, and it is featuring a good friend of mine, Dee Wallace. She's doing an exclusive article on bullying and the Law of Attraction. Make sure you sign up to receive your free link to the magazine by going to lawofattractionmagazine.net. Oh my goodness, we have got so many tremendous articles in there that you are absolutely going to love. So don't forget to sign up for your free link to the magazine. Also, I hope you are all tuning in to Law of Attraction Radio Network, especially our 24/7 broadcast, because we have got some really great shows. Cassie Parks and Jenny Gain of Manifest It Now is a brand new show on the network, and they help people to start living the champagne life. We also have a brand new show starting up on October 11th, which is The Teachings of Joshua, which happens to be all about the expansion of the Law of Attraction. Mr. Gary Temple Bodley, who channels Joshua, will be doing a Joshua Roundtable radio show where Gary and his friends talk about how Joshua's teachings apply to their lives. It's really, really going to be great. So tune in and stay, because you don't want to miss any of these shows. Everything is just gearing up and expanding, and there's new knowledge coming out. Oh, it's just fabulous. So go to loaradionetwork.com and sign up so that we can update you on all the other great shows that are coming up. Now let's talk with Dr. Susan Shamsky, DD, who authored 11 books. For more than 47 years, she's been a highly respected spiritual teacher and pioneer in the field of human potential. She has written a book called Awaken Your Third Eye, in which she teaches the historic lore of the third eye and provides you with ancient and modern techniques for opening it and accessing its natural power, a power that we were all born with. So it's going to be a great show. Welcome, Dr. Shamsky, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
I am thrilled to be here with you, Jules.
This is so wonderful, and we get to talk about one of my favorite subjects, Awakening Your Third Eye, which is your latest book, and it's got all so much history about the pineal gland, and we're going to dive into some of these issues. So I'm just thrilled. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Jules.
So tell us about the third eye, and where exactly is it located?
Okay, Jules. So the third eye is located in what we call the subtle body. We have this gross physical body, and we also have a subtle body, which is in a different dimension. So the gross physical body is made up of the elements of earth that comprise this earthly world. But the subtle body is what is actually keeping the physical body alive and what is bringing life and motion to this physical body. So there are several layers to the subtle body. We have first the energy body, which in India they call that the pranamaya kosha. And the reason it's called that is because it's made of prana. Prana is life force energy. And in China they call that qi. In Japan they call it ki. Mm-hmm. So this life force energy, prana, is the key to all of life. In India, it is said in the ancient scriptures that when prana is in the body, that is what is known as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is known as death. So this pranic body is what gives you motion and it gives you heat. So that's why when the body dies, there's no motion, there's no heat. So that is one of the layers of our subtle body. There's several layers. There's the pranamaya kosha, which is the life force energy body. There's the manamaya kosha, which is your mental emotional body. There's the vijnanamaya kosha, which is your intellect and ego body. And then there is your causal body. That's known as your anandamaya kosha. So those are the different layers of your subtle body. Now, this energy system is very complex, and it consists of prana flowing through energy tubes or conduits. In India, they call that nadi, and in China, they call those meridians. So many of these nadis connect or interconnect, interrelate with each other, and they form plexuses. They form centers. In India, they call those centers chakra, and in China, they call them acupuncture points. So there's hundreds of chakra or acupuncture points in your subtle body, but there are seven major ones. So the major ones are pretty well known, the seven major chakra, and one of those, which is located in the center of your head, is called Ajna chakra. That's spelled A-J-N-A, Ajna. Mm-hmm. A-J-N-A. And that it's a Sanskrit word, it translates as the command center. So the command center is your third eye, because it's commanding your entire physical body. It's commanding both your physical and your subtle body, actually. So it's very important chakra, and it's right there located in the center of your head.
In the very center of your brain.
That's correct, yeah.
So the importance of the third eye is that it totally affects every part of our body, our hearts, our minds, our healing, our intuition, everything.
Well, actually, the Ajna chakra or third eye is the center of illumination and the center of intuition. So it helps you to develop your clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient abilities. When the third eye is open, you're open to higher consciousness. You're open to other realms, other worlds. You're able to see visions of higher beings. You're able to open to your higher self and experience your true nature of being. So it's very important in reference not only to so many things having to do with your physical body, but also having to do with development of intuition and higher consciousness.
Very important. And the symbolism associated with the pineal gland is what?
Okay, so let's talk about the pineal gland for a moment. The actual location of the third eye chakra is right there in the pineal gland. Pineal gland is a tiny gland in the center of your head, and it has many different functions, some of which is that it produces melatonin and serotonin. Melatonin is produced in the dark. So in fact, the pineal gland is kind of an eye. It doesn't function like your physical eye, but it does detect light and darkness, because it only produces certain chemicals in the light and other chemicals in the dark. So it produces the melatonin in the dark. So the pineal gland has some other very interesting properties too that we'll talk about later today in the show. But the pineal gland has been symbolized throughout the ages as a pine cone. The reason why it's called the pineal gland is because it looks like a little pine cone.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the seed of a pine cone.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been known since antiquity. It's been known, the properties of the pineal gland have been known since antiquity by many, many different cultures. For example, Plato knew about the pineal gland. Galen knew about the pineal gland, and so on. So it's well known throughout Indonesia, Babylonia, Sumeria, Egypt, Greece, Rome. It's been prevalent in various esoteric traditions like Freemasonry, Theosophy, Gnosticism, and also in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So the tiny pine cone of the pineal gland, it also looks kind of like a beehive and also a cornstalk. So the beehive is well known in Masonry as a symbol, the cornstalk well known to the indigenous Americas. The very largest religious monument in the world is called Angkor Wat. It's found in Cambodia. It has colossal domes that are shaped like pine cones. And also you see the head of the Buddha in statues throughout Asia looking like it has a pine cone or beehives on his head. And the very largest pine cone statue in the world is found in the Vatican in what's known as the Court of the Pine Cone. It's huge. It's flanked by two peacocks, and those peacocks represent resurrection and immortality. The pine cone also is on the staff of the Pope, and it's in the coat of arms of the Holy See. So the pine cone is very important in the Vatican.
And it's kind of like been kept a secret, too, because they really didn't want us to go and develop the third eye as much.
So, okay, so here's another symbol. The ancient Greeks had something called a thyrsus. That's a wand or a staff. It was wielded by the fertility god Dionysus, which that's also known as Bacchus in Rome. And Dionysus, as well as his followers, the satyrs and the Maenads, they wielded the thyrsus, which is made of a giant fennel stalk, and it has ivy and vine branches, and it's decorated with a ribbon, and it's topped with a pine cone. So that's another symbol that we see. We see it in many different other places too. For example, the Eye of Horus, and we see it on the Philosopher's Stone, and there's just many different references to the third eye, dog star, and so on.
So they reference the pineal gland in these architectural buildings all over the world. It's been from the beginning of time, everybody's really kind of known about it. So why have we not known about it in our past? Why has it not been really recognized in the Western culture?
Because the Western culture is focused on materialism and focused on the physical world, and the deity of the Western world is science. So they're not really interested in anything they can't see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, and that can't be proven through science. Okay, so an invisible third eye, which, by the way, you... If you dissect a corpse or a cadaver, you're not going to find a third eye or a nadi or a meridian or anything like that.
Right.
That is why it is not known to Western science, because it's not something you can hold in your hand. So because of that, we've lost this knowledge, but thank goodness the East has preserved this knowledge throughout the ages. So from India, from China, we get this wisdom, and we also get the techniques from India and China on how to awaken the third eye, and how we can develop our intuitive abilities and develop our own higher consciousness through awakening the third eye, which is wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's something that we all need to be striving to doing. But let me ask you, they have had many, many studies in regards to the pineal gland, of which with the water, the fluoride is really calcifying the pineal gland, which in fact hardens the pineal gland. So this is what we need to be active and to kind of heal our pineal gland so that we are able to get all kinds of information. How far am I off there?
No, you're not off at all. As a matter of fact, in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, there's a lot of scientific research in this book that's cited in this book. And some of that is about the fluoridation of the water and about the calcification of the pineal gland. However, the good news is the pineal gland is not really in your physical body. It's in your subtle body. So it's possible for you to develop your third eye, even with a calcified pineal gland. the reality is the pineal gland is not calcified in children. That's why children are very open to other realms and
that's right.
and to imagination and so on. Whereas some people, their third eye really closes when they get older. But if you do spiritual practices to help you awaken your third eye, even though your pineal gland is calcified, you can make spiritual progress. You can open your third eye. However, also in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, I do give you specific methods to cleanse your third eye and to decalcify your third eye. I give you a whole long list of ways to do that.
Oh, that's great. That is really good to know.
Yes.
That I know that I have been drinking non-fluoridated water. I go 50 miles away to purchase my water and to stock up on it. But it is clearly evident to me that as I have cleansed it and I am helping it and I'm focusing on decalcifying it, that the colors that I see are much brighter, more
yes.
vibrant.
Yes.
The things, the intuitions, the direct messages that I get in an instant is so much more powerful. And I think it's my concentrated effort. And now it could all be just a placebo, and I think that's what
no.
it's doing. But
no, I don't think so.
But
it is not placebo.
But I have noticed a distinct difference in focusing on cleaning that sucker up and allowing me to see things that I haven't seen before. So
exactly.
This is very, very powerful. Can you just tell us some of the things that just real kind of easy things that we could do right now to start focusing in on maybe cleaning up our pineal gland?
Yeah. Avoid fluoride in toothpaste.
Okay.
That would be number one. Another thing you could do is sleep in the dark. Wear an eye mask at night. Make sure you wear an eye mask at night because then you'll get the most number of hours of darkness. And there's something called light at night pollution. I go into that in my book, Waken Your Third Eye, also. I talk about light at night pollution and how that has really caused all kinds of psychological problems in people when they're not getting enough melatonin. So that would be another thing. Here's another little tip, and that is if you get boron, boron effectively removes accumulated fluoride.
Really?
It naturally occurs in organic beets, and there is some homeopathic companies that sell a completely safe borax medicine. And that's what I would recommend. Although you can take a very tiny bit of borax in a very large amount of water and drink that. I mean, I don't really want to even recommend that because you could make a mistake. So the safe way to do it would be to take borax in homeopathic form, and that will help. Also, iodine helps to remove fluoride from your pineal gland. Magnesium flushes it out.
Wow.
So these are some things you could do. Seaweed, for example, has a lot of iodine in it. There's a whole long list here. I can't, I don't want to
sure,
spend the whole
but
time
that,
talking about it, but these are just a few hints.
That is so good to know. And I am intrigued that you say that, really the pineal gland is not a part of your physical body,
no,
but
it's
really
not.
Part of the subtle gland. Now, that's the first I've heard. So let's explore that a little bit more.
Yes, right. So, we have this gross physical body and we have a subtle body. And your third eye is one of your chakras. It's one of your major chakras. And the chakras are not in your physical body. So it's really that simple.
That's amazing. But yet it communicates to it. And that, that doesn't seem weird to me. That seems really normal when we really look at the energy system of the body.
Exactly. The energy system is energy. It's not your gross physical body, although it is regulating your gross physical body. It's very important that everyone realizes that your subtle body is what is keeping you alive. And that's why if a person has a near-death experience, for example, and they shoot out of their body and the body's lying there, you know, on the floor or on the gurney or wherever it is, wherever the body happens to be, but then the person is not any longer in the body. They're above the body, but they're looking. That's the operative word. They're looking at people scurrying around trying to revive them. They're seeing, they're hearing what those people are saying and so on. So your subtle body is the house of the senses and it is completely alive and there's no such thing as death. After death, you're just as alive as when you were alive.
Yeah.
It's no difference. It's just that you're no longer in your physical body. So you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell with your subtle body. So it's important for people to realize that, and also for people to realize that all of these chakras, these subtle centers of energy, they are what is running your body. And each one of the chakras is associated with an endocrine gland. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you know, you have these glands throughout the body and they are, they're governing what goes on in your physical body through their secretions. But these secretions are governed by the chakras.
Hmm. Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah. So for example, your third eye chakra is located in the pineal gland. And it also is associated with some of the other glands in the center of your head, the thymus, the hypothalamus and the thalamus gland, not the thymus, the hypothalamus and the thalamus gland, glands
the
in the center of your head.
Yeah, the pituitary
and the pituitary gland as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you were talking about death. So what does DMT have to do with the third eye? Isn't that part, or isn't that what the scientists were always saying that, you know, if you have visions after you die, it's because of the DMT?
Okay, so that's a really interesting question. And I love talking about this because DMT, which is a dimethyltryptamine,
mm-hmm.
that's an illegal substance. It was very popular in the 1960s, you know, and it's still popular today in a different form. But it was a recreational drug. It has a very fast-acting, highly intense hallucinogenic effect. And recently, the jungle of the Amazon has become a tourist destination for people who want to experience DMT trips, shall we say, in the form of what's known as ayahuasca, which is a plant medicine. It's a shamanic medicine that's sacred to the indigenous people of South America, specifically the Aguaruna Indians of the Amazon.
Uh-huh.
They've used ayahuasca in ritual ceremonies since 500 BC. So they make a concoction out of certain plants, and that concoction is mainly chemically consists of DMT. And they have known for a very long time that DMT awakens people to subtle sensory perception, to other realms, to be able to see beings that are not physical, to be able to visit places that are in other dimensions. And the stunning thing, and this is so amazing, is that in 2013, Rick Strassman and his Cottonwood research group, they discovered that DMT is produced in the pineal gland of rodents.
Hmm.
This is such an incredible discovery, because what that means is that we mammals, just like rodents, you know, I'm making a leap here, but it's not a very big leap because, you know, the reason why science does experiments on rodents is because we are mammals too. So if we make the leap that, yes, we are indeed producing DMT in the pineal gland or from the pineal gland, what that means is that all along, the people of the East have gotten it right, that the pineal gland is the seat of the third eye, and that, in fact, it produces a chemical that triggers these otherworldly experiences. So that's the reason why the third eye is associated with intuition, higher consciousness, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient experiences, supersensory perception, and so on.
Wow, that is fascinating. Now, I just read an article just a couple days ago that stated these hallucinogenic drugs that people took in the 60s, well, they were actually not as bad, and they did incite the body to see things, like you were just saying. So it's like there are reports now coming out. Well, wait a minute. They really didn't have it. Like, what was that guy's name? O'Leary?
Leary.
Yeah, he did.
Timothy Leary.
Thank you. He may have been right in the experimentation that he was doing, because it did open up his mind. And I just think it's fascinating that you're mentioning it right now. And I just read this article. It just came out that they're talking about, well, maybe it's not so bad after all.
Well,
who knows?
I would have to say that it does kill your brain cells. So I would not recommend anyone to be taking drugs in order to have these experiences. However, I would recommend that people use some of the techniques in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, the meditation techniques, and there's just dozens of techniques in my book, not just meditation, ancient yogic practices, ancient practices from China, using the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. There's so many practices in my book, specific kinds of meditations, like Trataka meditations and other meditations that really do help people to open their third eye, and that are not that difficult, that are really quite easy to do. For example, some of the things that I suggest for anyone would be mirror gazing would be one, where you sit in a darkened room, maybe even a completely dark room, and sit in front of a mirror and just gaze at your own forehead. And that helps you to develop your clairvoyant ability. It helps you to open your third eye. Another one would be to just get magic eye photos. They're called magic eye pictures or magic eye photos. They're not really photos. They're just magic eye books. And in those books, they have like these pictures that look like just a bunch of odd shapes in different colors. And when you gaze at them with what I call soft focus vision, then a three-dimensional object will pop out from the book, from the picture.
Wow.
So you'll be able to see in three dimensions suddenly. And that exercise can help you to develop your clairvoyant sight. Would you like me to explain how that works exactly?
Yeah. That sounds fascinating.
So the thing is, we have two eyes, right? And these two eyes converge on a point. That's how we're able to focus and see things, even though we're getting two images. Two images are coming into our eyes, but we only see one image. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, if you allow your vision to kind of relax, if you see with what's known as soft focus vision, you're going to see kind of double vision. You're going to see with soft focus vision, and that helps. When the eyes relax like that, that helps to develop your clairvoyant sight. If you want to develop, for example, the ability to read auras.
Right.
So the soft focus vision is the key to that. And there's different methods for helping you to do that. One of them is called Trataka meditation, which is something that is a traditional practice in India. It's a type of meditation where you gaze with soft focus vision at a candle, or the picture of a divine being, or the horizon, a star in the sky, or a dot on the wall. I mean, you can actually gaze at anything. And that will help you to develop this soft focus vision. And that's something that anyone can do. So, like I said, I have dozens of exercises in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, to help you to develop your ability to awaken your third eye and your ability to have clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient mastery.
That is wonderful. Oh, boy, that sounds terrific. And we have to. And that soft focus, you know, I started doing this soft focus when I was a teenager. And it really doesn't take long at all.
No.
But after the years, boy, you can just see brilliant colors if you stick with it in anything. Matter of fact, even before I went on an airplane, you know, I was always kind of afraid of flying. But okay. I would do a soft gaze, right? And I would see the people, and I, if they had great oars, that would be great. I knew I could go safely on that plane.
Isn't that interesting? I do the same thing.
Did you really?
I always look at people's auras to make sure they have an aura before I go on a plane, actually.
That is, you know what? We think alike, because really that's going to say it's going to, you know, we're safe then.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. Okay. So is there a prayer or affirmation that we can use to help us open up the third eye?
Actually, in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, I have an entire chapter of affirmations that you can use.
Really?
Yeah. Let me pick one out. Where? It's called the Third Eye Invocation. So I'd like everyone to just be comfortable for a moment and close your eyes. And let's take a big deep breath together. Breathe in. And let it all go. Just give up. Another one. Breathe in. And just let it all go. Third. Breathe in. And release, 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 and be at peace. All right. This is called the Third Eye Invocation. I let go and let God fill my third eye with the brilliance of God's light. I call upon all the divine beings of light who come in the name of God to now fill my third eye with radiant blessings. I call forth the beautiful Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth and wholeness, to shine forth your beautiful glowing white fire to now fill and purify my third eye with blazing white light. I call forth radiant Saint Germain to now fill my third eye with your violet consuming flame to cleanse, heal, and purify my third eye, and to lift its vibration to the highest spiritual vibration that I can comfortably enjoy at this time. I call forth brilliant Jesus the Christ to now fill my third eye with your dazzling golden light of the Christ consciousness, and to blaze that scintillating golden light through every atom of my body and subtle bodies on all levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and material. I call forth Kuan Yin and Mother Mary to shine a beautiful sparkling pink light to now infuse and permeate my third eye with divine radiance, softness, gentleness, peace, love, compassion, strength, and wisdom. I call upon Lord Buddha to now vibrate the light of wisdom upon my third eye to allow me to attain spiritual enlightenment and freedom from the wheel of samsara. I invoke Mahamuni Babaji, the immortal sage, to now blaze forth with glory your resplendent clear light of enlightenment to lift, heal, cleanse, and transform my third eye. I ask Babaji to now penetrate and suffuse my third eye with the pure, clear light of enlightenment, opening me to realize the supreme truth, allowing my spiritual eye to see the ultimate reality and lifting my vibration to the highest state of consciousness that I can comfortably enjoy at this time. I call forth all the divine beings of light who come in the name of God to now lift me into a new consciousness where I now see the truth, know the truth, and live the truth. Thank you, God, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow. Great. So you brought in all of the other divine beings. So my question now is really, these divine beings have the same subtle bodies and the same, it doesn't work the same or not? In other words, we have the subtle body outside of us, our energy field. So what does it look like for these divine beings coming in?
Actually, our subtle body is not outside of us. It permeates, pervades, and surrounds our physical body. It is, our physical body is infused with the subtle body. It's not just surrounding. I mean,
okay.
You see a picture of an aura. It looks like it's just surrounding the physical body, meaning that it's separate from the physical body, but it's not.
Okay.
It is completely permeating and pervading the entire physical body and extending outward from it. So our subtle body doesn't stop at the edge of our physical body. It's bigger than our physical body. And there's the different layers of the subtle body are bigger and bigger, you know. In fact, if you measure your subtle body with an L rod, with a dowsing tool, you'll find that it is quite big. That mm-hmm. people are standing in each other's energy fields all the time.
Right, right. I think they call it toroidal field as well. So it's real. I mean, HeartMath is really big into that, and you can actually see that you would be standing and reading other people's energy as well as people do, because they're in their energy field.
Exactly. But you wanted to know about the divine beings?
Yes.
The divine beings are made of light. They're not made of this gross physical body. So they don't have the gross physical body, actually. They're light beings. But some of them, the ascended masters, for example, can manufacture a physical body. For example, in the Bible, Jesus appeared to his disciples and not after his ascension. And he actually ate food to prove to them that he was physical. So he had manufactured a physical body when he was on, he could, in other words, he could step down his vibration to the physical plane and create a physical body. And so can other ascended masters. That's why there are ascended master visitations. That's why people get visited by ascended masters all the time. Mm-hmm. It's very common, actually. A lot of your listeners here today have had ascended master visitations where suddenly someone just comes up to you and says some profound thing to you out of nowhere, and it changes your life. Or maybe you're in danger sometime, and suddenly someone just appears suddenly to help you out of that danger. These are ascended master visitations where these divine beings step down their energy, their vibration, to a grosser level, to this physical plane, and then they can manufacture this physical body. So an ascended master, by definition, is someone who has transformed their physical body into a light body, has disappeared in a flash of light after, you know, when their corporeal bodies, when they're done with wanting to be on this physical plane anymore, they actually just disappear in a flash of light, and they don't leave anything behind, by the way. And then they can reappear at any time, anywhere, to anyone in either a subtle body or most commonly in a physical body. And they often will eat with you just to prove that they are not just a ghost.
Interesting. Interesting.
You know, many of the Santa Master visitations I've had, they've eaten or drunk something with me or in front of me, shall we say.
In front of you. And so they are physical in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. They appear. And if you think back over your life, you may have had some of these visitations.
I'm not thinking of any right now.
Haven't you ever had somebody just like kind of appear out of the blue to give you a message, and then they just kind of, and it's just like takes you by surprise? They just walk up to you and say something to you out of the You think maybe it's like a crazy homeless person or something, but in fact, it's an ascended master visitation.
No, I have not had that experience yet.
Not yet. Not that you can remember.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I'm going to say, you know, after 62 years, there's a lot to remember. But I can't say I actually remember that yet. But I'm sure it can happen. You know, one of the reasons I was so interested in talking with you is because we just had an medical doctor from Austria do healing sessions, and he's teaching that everyone has the power to heal themselves through their intuition. And so for me, the fact that everyone needs to develop the intuition and awaken their third eye, which is the title of your book, is incredibly necessary in this day and age, is for us to fully engage with our bodies and our out of bodies, and for us to truly become and take responsibility for our own healing. We can choose to do this. And that's what I think is so important today about developing the intuition. Not only can it help us in every area of our lives, especially spiritually, because it connects us to life, but we really do not have to depend on others to deliver medicine or medical advice to us, because we know then what is truly going on with us.
Yes, it's possible for people to develop intuitive abilities so that they can diagnose and heal and so on. It is possible for people to do that, and even for themselves. And some of the ways that are very powerful for healing are, for example, prayer, using the power of our word in prayer to change situations, circumstances in our lives, and even to help us to heal physically, mentally, and emotionally. So, yeah, I'm a big advocate of holistic healing. I'm a big advocate that we can do a lot of healing ourselves, but I would never recommend that somebody forgo seeing a medical professional.
No, but, you know, it makes sense that if you develop your intuition, when you go see a physician, you will know and be an active participant.
Absolutely.
In your health. And I think when you stop relying on their authority, because nobody knows your body like you do,
mm-hmm.
and you're just taking responsibility and working with the physician instead of giving the power to someone else. And I think this is the future of medicine.
I do believe that holistic medicine is the future of medicine for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we're going to go in the future. I think this is phenomenal. All the history that you have with it, all the total complete understanding of the third eye is fascinating. I didn't know a lot of this stuff. I only knew the very basics of the pineal gland. So I really am going to encourage everyone to get this book, Awaken Your Third Eye. And truly, with everything that she's got in there, you will be able to awaken your third eye.
Absolutely.
There's no way that you cannot. Unless you don't get this book, you're not going to awaken it. So go tell us how to get your book.
Yeah, Awaken Your Third Eye is available at Amazon.com. I suggest you get it there because you can get it there most quickly and actually least expensive. So I say Amazon.com. But you're also welcome to go to my website, drsusan.org, drsusan.org. You can order it there. And when you go to my website, you can read the first chapter of every one of my books, including this book. You can just read the first chapter right there. And that's drsusan.org. In addition, on that website, you can listen to teleseminars for free. You can read articles for free. You can listen to radio interviews for free, and lots of videos also are embedded in that website. So go to the author page and you'll just find just oodles of things. And also there are links. You can read all the chapters, first chapter of every book that I've written, which is there's 13 of them. And then the other thing that's really cool is another website, divinetravels.com. That's D-I-V-I-N-E, divine, and travels, T-R-A-V-E-L-S. That's plural on the travels, divinetravels.com. So go to that website and find out about upcoming tours, retreats, tours to sacred destinations, cruise ship seminars, conferences, and so on that I'm offering. And that is totally awesome. I do recommend that you subscribe there because then I will notify you of things that are going to be happening in the future. Otherwise, you probably, you know, won't find out about them because unless you keep going back to that webpage, but yeah. Who wants to just keep going? Who wants to remember to go back to the webpage?
Right.
But
just sign up.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing travel opportunities, and you won't get very many emails. It's only when there's a new thing coming up, you know. So try it out.
Great. Great. This is terrific information. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for taking the time and informing us of this truly necessary step in our life, and that is to awaken our third eye. I can't thank you enough.
It's my great pleasure to be here, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules at LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.